Support for In the Garden comes from The Flower Farm, offering fresh flower bouquet subscriptions, perennials, soils and amendments, shade and black ground cloth, and now featuring season-end blooming roses. Island Flowers open 10 to 5 every day except Wednesdays at 6 Rory Road, Papke's Landing. Good afternoon and welcome to In the Garden. I'm your host, Mindy Anderson. With me today, all the way from Juneau, Master Gardener Ed Byarski. And just to let everyone know, today's show has been pre-recorded. So you won't be able to call in with your questions, but you can certainly email them to mindy@kfsk.org. And we'll ask Ed your question next week on In the Garden. Welcome to In the Garden, Ed. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome, Mindy.
And are you keeping cool with all this warm weather we just had?
Mostly. It hit 84 degrees on Sunday, which was a bit excessive. So we worked early and then tried to work in the shade such it was, or just stay hydrated and watch the berries ripen and all the other stuff grow.
It was definitely warm. Now, I was over on Kupernoff Island over the weekend for a couple of days, and their berries over there aren't as far as the ones here on the island, lots and lots of thimble berries. I wish they would have been ripe so I could have picked some.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. We picked a gallon and a half of blueberries this week or over the weekend, and I've got those frozen. The raspberries are starting. Picked a raspberry this morning. By this weekend, maybe we'll have the first pint or two, which again is a couple of weeks early. So we're kind of planning for that, and I'm also planning toward, well, I'm checking my garlic and to see how mature they are, because we can, predicting that everything else is early, that too. And I've been pulling a few to see if the skins are mature on the bulbs. These are the plants that the lower leaves are yellowing on them. And I left a few scapes on there as an indication of maturity. As the scapes are uncoiling from their one or two curls that they started with, that is another indication of maturity. So we normally aim for 1st of August. It's going to be 1 to 2 weeks early or so. And the other thing I've done, I have had in the past, especially last year with the really wet weather, we had a real severe mold fungus problem at the bases of the garlic stems. Some stems get gray mold growing on them. So I've actually culled those out, carefully dug those without disturbing others, removed them from the patch so that the spores, I can hope, don't contaminate the other plants, so that when I'm choosing for replanting all that stuff. I can still eat these. I actually wash these off in a bucket with some baking soda in it to kill the fungus. Dried them in the sun. So it's nice garlic for eating. Certainly fine for that. But it's not the sort of thing we would want to save for replanting. And it won't store well either. So, go through the patch of garlic and start checking carefully. See what's happening there.
Uh-huh. And how do you know when the skins are kind of tough enough on the garlic to harvest it?
What I'm looking for is, first, I can actually open up, actually peel some of the other skins. Normally, you dig up the plant, gently brush the dirt off them. Don't go knocking them against the side of the wooden beds or against the side of your shovel to knock the soil off, because that can actually bruise the cloves. Uh-huh. So I'm just hand brushing off the soil. And assuming that I've got good, I want two or three skin layers, because one of them is probably going to go away as I clean the bulbs. And I want to leave at least a full skin covering the whole bulb so that they will store well.
Uh-huh.
So that's something I'm looking for, that I'm not, if they were too mature, had been out there too long, or if we'd had, like last summer, too much rainfall, those outer skins rot off fairly quickly. And then we get down to essentially naked bulbs, naked cloves on the bulb. They're still attached to the base. So that's essentially saying it's too late. I would rather harvest them a little bit early And even if the stems are still kind of green, as opposed to being fully yellow,
mm-hmm.
and that way I'll have better storage quality. And again, as we're harvesting and we're pulling these up and bunching these, we're leaving the stems, the full stem attached to the bulb. So then the bulb actually pulls some of the nutrients out of the green stems as they dry. So again, that helps in the longer term storage quality of the bulb.
Okay. And what about like moving on to kale, chard? What about harvesting that? We're going to, KFSK is going to be at the market later on this afternoon, and we're going to demonstrate cooking with chard and kale. But what about for people who are growing it? Is now a good time to start harvesting that or checking to see if it's bolting?
All of that. And depending on how early you got stuff planted, I mean, we've been harvesting kale and chard for, well, weeks. And, of course, the initial, unless you're really precise about your planting and spacing and all that sort of thing, I've been thinning them out, keep thinning them out to give each plant more room gradually to grow to its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so those plants are getting pulled out, or just cut them off right at the soil level, so that they don't sprout. But then once you get more mature plants, you can start just taking off individual leaves or several leaves off the bottom of them as the plant keeps growing up, and carefully with a sharp knife or a pair of scissors. And also, like you mentioned, bolting, some of these plants, I've got some out here, one of the golden chard that I've got three different kinds planted in separate rows this year. But some of the golden chard is bolting already. So those plants, again, come out, remove those completely, because and leave the ones that have not bolted. Hopefully they will last longer, keep growing longer.
Uh-huh.
But also plant some more. If you've got plants that are bolting now, then those can, kale usually doesn't, except for my overwintered kale in spots. They've flowered, and I'm waiting for seed gathering as the seeds ripen on those.
Mm-hmm.
But, so check, and lettuce, again, lettuce will bolt too. And as it bolts, at least with that, it gets more bitter. It isn't as tasty and mild. So although bolting, especially red lettuce, is a beautiful ornamental in the garden. I mean, it looks like this small lettuce Christmas tree.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it is a gorgeous plant, but it's not one. It is something that's difficult to save seeds from. The lettuce will flower. It'll have small yellow flowers. But I have not had luck getting seeds to mature on lettuce around here. Usually those little flower heads are really sensitive to mold and mildew, and I can't get them to mature seeds. But I have been harvesting the last of my overwintered spinach.
Uh-huh.
Those bolted. And so when I come down in August, I'll bring some of the seeds of that down for replanting, and that's when I'll be planting some more to hopefully overwinter for next year's harvest.
What type of spinach is it, Ed? What is the name?
Well, this is a group of Territorial Seeds sells in their winter catalog. They have a fall and winter catalog they
uh-huh.
send out, or is available online, that is specific for growing in low light conditions. So I know the one I remember is Winter Giant, one of those. And then there's about four or five others that I tested, all side by side. And they're tough, they're hardy, down to 4 degrees in my garden, at least, or in my unheated greenhouse. And then I've kind of selected now, I left some in the ground the first year and ate the ones that bolted first,
uh-huh.
and left the ones that lasted longest. And so I replanted some of those seeds, and essentially I'm doing the same thing. So, and since they do cross-pollinate, they have spinach has separate male and female flowers. I should say separate male and female plants. So anyway, the pollen is shed and seeds form on the female plants. So I'm just selecting from those ones that bolt take the longest time to bolt and yet obviously are still winter hardy. So I don't know, they can give it a name, my own name, but we start out with about half a dozen varieties to begin with.
Okay. Yeah, and now we can pretty much plant any variety, though, don't you think, right now? Start another crop
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, by now, you know, our days, we're still at just under 18 hours. So I'm probably not going to plant spinach yet, probably till about the end of July.
Okay.
So we get a little bit shorter days yet. And same thing with radishes for the same reason, because they bolt really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's certainly any of the greens this time of year can be planted. And if, you know, if we have a decent year, you might get away with even broccoli at this point. That you may be able to plant broccoli from seed and get a late harvest on it too. So think about that, and usually the biggest challenge is finding space in the garden unless you pulled out some sort of an early crop that leaves you with some room to refertilize, add more compost, plant some seeds and water, and the stuff sprouts really quickly with the weather we're having.
It does. I was just thinking of what I could pull out of my garden so I could make room for some fall spinach and a few other fall plants that I wanted to put in, but probably I could pull some lettuce heads. And I know there's never enough room, is there? I started a new bed. Actually, it's called my lettuce bed or bed of lettuce. It's an old bed that I turned into a lettuce box, and I planted some new lettuce in there a week and a half ago, and it's huge already.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Finding
with weather,
whatever I can.
We're supposed to have some kind of cooler, more moist weather for the next week or 10 days, which is fine with me. Kind of slow things down would be okay and maybe get caught up. But I've got beans which are flowering now, which means I'll have, by the end of next week, we'll have green beans and purple beans, so because they're really quick. So that's, and the peas that sprouted last week and were up when we got back from California, I was putting sticks in the ground around them to give them something to grab a hold of to climb on.
Uh-huh.
So they are they're reaching for the sky.
It's a good year for gardening, that's for sure.
Yeah, the berries, like you mentioned, are ripening fat really quickly. Even our cherry trees, cherries that are on them are showing color. So we may have cherries, ripe cherries, within 2 or 3 weeks, and the apples are also growing very quickly. So again, it looks like it's going to be early. I hope that we don't get too much rain in the next month or two, but this has been outstanding. This will be the summer I think we'll look back on and say, when we say, remembering the summer of 15, to compare other stuff to.
That's right. Well, maybe we'll have this kind of weather next year, too, and we'll be ready for it. I mean, I wasn't really ready for all this heat. I wish I had more garden beds, although we're working on it. But anyway, we're just enjoying all the great food, and I want to remind folks tonight that they can come to the market. It's from 4 until 7 at the AMB Hall. It's the Midsummer Market food and craft fair, so there'll be lots of other vendors selling crafts as well as good homemade food, baked goods, garden produce, and all sorts of other treats. So looking forward to that. And stop on by. I'm going to be demonstrating kale and chard. I'm going to saute with a little bit of garbanzo beans, add a little bit of yogurt on top. So kind of a little mini Buddha bowl, I'm calling it.
Gee, don't you have any garlic scapes to chop up into there? That would be really tasty.
I do. I have some garlic scapes I can add to it. I actually canned a bunch of garlic scapes. Pickled them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I pickled.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
I pickled about 4 dozen pint jars of garlic scapes. So, and I'm going to send one up to the fair for the first time. So we'll see what happens. But I can open up a jar or two of those and we can add to it.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting too. And of course, you know, hopefully people know that Swiss, you know, I use 95% of our chard and kale goes into fresh salads.
Mm-hmm.
That's primarily where we use ours. So, you know, the chard is really nice as, you know, tastes like essentially giant spinach that works great in those. So, and then the stems can be chopped up into salads or, like you say, sautéed, stir-fried with whatever other sort of tasty garden produce is available.
Yeah, and I think we also have somebody bringing about five or six. There's somebody in town who grows a lot of kale. And actually, he makes such an amazing kale salad. But he's going to also bring some different kales so people can maybe taste them and see how different kales taste. And, you know, some are better than others for salads.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Right. All the curly kales. I mean, Red Russian is my favorite. The one they call the dinosaur kale, the long, kind of long, narrow, complete leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Italian kale, or lacinato. There are a lot of different kinds, and the different ornamental ones, which are also edible too. So you could have just a beautiful kale garden, essentially, with half a dozen to a dozen different varieties.
What did you say was the name of your favorite red kale? It was red.
Just the Red Russian.
Red Russian
kale.
Yeah.
That's one that long ago came from. Either Johnny's or Territorial, and I've been saving seeds of that since the early 90s.
Nice.
So I haven't bought any seeds since then. And, I mean, I usually have a pint to a quart of seeds in my garage refrigerator, and I package those up. So we'll bring, I should have seeds of those when I come down to the market, too, in August.
Great. Okay, Ed, we should let you get back to your gardening, and we're going to get ready to head down to the market here soon. So thanks for joining us today. And
we'll be
back next week with the In the Garden show. And just another reminder, folks, if you want to join in on the garden tour and have your garden or greenhouse on the tour, we'd love to have you. I'm still trying to get that worked out. So call us here at KFSK 772-38. All right, Ed, take care. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Mindy.
Thanks.
There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when you don't get a heart.
Support for In the Garden comes from The Flower Farm, offering fresh flower bouquet subscriptions, perennials, soils and amendments, shade and black ground cloth, and now featuring season-end blooming roses. Island Flowers open 10 to 5 every day except Wednesdays at 6 Rory Road, Papke's Landing.
Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing to haunt.